Hey Fadies, DM Brad here. Thanks for joining us for the Fate of Ison Chapter 4, Episode 10. This is the second part of our story about a brave band of strangers who have been tasked with returning the Plague Heart, a powerful relic that contains a link to Grimm, the god of suffering. The Plague Heart story features awesome friends and supporters of the show, Robert Baldino, Irene Cucci, and Monty Sampson. Before we jump into it, I want to once again thank all the people who have joined us on the Necropodicon Network Discord server. It's really fun talking with you, and anyone else who wants to join us, there is a link to that on our website, fateofison.com. Come and say hi. It'll be great. And also, all of those who have given us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. We love those. They make the warm, fuzzy feelings happen all over. Also, we have sold a surprisingly high number of tickets to our upcoming live shows in the 2020 NZ Fringe Festival. So if you're going to be in Wellington on the 8th and 9th of March and you want to see the Fate of Ison happen live in front of your faces, you better get tickets now before they're gone. You can get them by heading to bit.ly/IsonFringe. That's bit.ly/IsonFringe. And now the recap of what happened last time. Three strangers, Pox, Kyrene, and Dane, had disgusting dreams that compelled them to meet outside the Necropodicon Inn in Stonemoor. It became clear that they had been chosen to return the Plague Heart to its spiritual home somewhere in the Darekus Desert. They journeyed east for 2 weeks, then arrived at a tent city on the edge of the sands. They haggled for provisions before venturing into the harsh, inhospitable desert terrain. You all reach this area and there's nothing there except there's just a small pile of like relatively large stones. So sort of like 2-foot diameter stones, like small boulders, basically. A pile of half a dozen or so. And that's all there is to mark this area.
Right.
Can I send Plague out to see if they can like smell or sense anything? Considering, you know, what they are.
Okay, can you do that in like a familiar way, or is it just sending a wolf?
I mean, my hope is that its connection to Grimm will give it more insight. But yes, I'm just sending a pup out to scout. Yes.
Okay, I will. Are you gonna roll for Plague, or
sure.
Am I? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, roll an investigation for Plague.
Okay.
With advantage because of its connection to Grimm.
Great. That'll be a 14 then.
Okay. Plague walks up to the pile of boulders and does that bloodhound pointing thing. Mm-hmm. Pointer dog thing where it's like,
yeah.
Boink! Pointing at these boulders, being like, this is it. This is the thing.
Look at this place. It's so majestic, you can tell.
Not what I expected, to be honest, but I mean, if you want subtlety, I guess it'll do you fine.
In response to that, there's just this like comical, like whooshing wind sound with a couple of tumbleweeds on it going by.
You can tell much suffering happened here. It's beautiful.
Can you tell? I can't.
I can't.
Can
tell.
You not?
I'm not as attuned to suffering as you, if I'm being honest. But then I'm
weird.
I mean, it happened to me a bit once, and I've kind of put myself a bit distance away from that.
Yes, that is one of the many powers of suffering. It changes people.
You're a strange man, but I kind of like your perspective, if I'm being perfectly honest. And then just start strolling towards the boulders. Unfortunately, leaving Kyrene to be in the proximity of his...
No, no. Pox will go over to the boulders. They are very interested in seeing what has gotten Plague's attention.
Grand.
Okay, yeah, when you reach them, it is just large rocks, all sort of bundled together in a pile.
Can I kneel down beside the rocks and try and, I guess, just feel out if there's anything that's any religious significance at all to like the arrangement that might if they are like upset, it would be No.
I can tell you without a roll that no, this is just a random pile of boulders.
Yeah, it's just random. Okay. Do you think we should just start moving them aside and digging around? Fox? Coyote?
They're also taking for a reason.
Alright. And just
Plague is not one for frivolities.
Well, I wouldn't want to ask him to help, so I just start moving the boulders off towards, like, spreading them out into a pattern so we can try and see what's beneath the pile.
Okay.
Yeah, I would offer to help, but Pox has a 5 strength, so maybe not the best suited for hard labor in a desert.
Pox can barely hold himself upright.
They do look very sickly.
Yeah.
How you walk is a miracle.
Dane, make an athletics check if you're moving boulders around.
Yes, absolutely.
Kyrene, are you...
Oh, that's a 16 total.
Are you involved in moving boulders around?
Yeah, I'm going to help.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Cool, so yeah, if you roll as well, then I'll combine them. Combine your scores if you're working together.
It's athletics.
Yeah.
Roll that. Oh, that was worse. Come on, that's a 6.
16.
Okay, so you got a 22 together is enough to, like, move a few of them off the top and sort of, like, tumble them down off of each other, and they sort of hit the sand and roll, like, half a foot before they stop and gather sand around them. Right. And now there's just, like, a layer of 3 small boulders on the ground.
Can I, like, try and climb into the middle and, like, push them outwards?
Yeah.
Enough so they can create a gap between what would be the middle of the pile beneath in the sand.
Yep, absolutely.
Random. Awesome. Huh. Oh, heck yeah, that's an unnatural 20.
Okay, you climb over one of them and sort of slot yourself in between them, and you find that there's nothing under your feet. Your feet are dangling in air.
Okay, so am I on the boulder and I'm just like looking down into it, or
you're propped between 3 boulders? You're like in the middle of 3.
Okay, I see what you mean. So like they've
almost as if they're covering up a hole.
Right, I climb back up onto the top of the boulder and call out to the others and say, have you got any torches or something? There's a big feckin' hole down here.
Pox wordlessly walks up, cast light on a small little pebble or something. We're in a desert, I'm sure there's something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And just throws it down the hole.
Okay. It drops for just a second or two, and then you hear the sound of stone hitting stone echoing.
Well, they cast light on it, so
yeah,
we can see.
And if you're looking down, it looks like about a 50-foot drop onto like a stone platform. Through looks like quite a skinny, narrow hole.
Hmm. Well, hey, that's great. We're a skinny, narrow party.
And also 50
as
foot of
previously rock. Established.
Can we try? Oh, I don't know if we have. Do any of us have the dungeoneering pack with like pythons, and we can try and nail like a loop of rope to try and make a.
No.
I have slow fall. As a monk ability.
Was that just for yourself though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So I'm fine.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
I'm not that dexterous, so this is going to be interesting. Can I try and see if like, can I get back out to the other side of the boulder and with Kyrene's help try and move the boulder backwards, like using all 3 of us?
Yeah, I'd say you could easily. The 3 of you could combine your strength, your athletics checks to move one of them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, just try and move it a bit. And then I want to try and examine the outside of the hole and see if there's any, like, sort of cliff points like that jut out to try and form a nice secure, like, that could secure a rope, essentially,
yeah.
If it was looped.
At a glance, there's nothing. All you could figure is you could probably use the rocks themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just maybe tie it around a boulder. Just
take
our chances.
Yeah. Right. Well, if we secured 2 of our ropes all together, we could probably, like, loop it around and then throw it into the hole and see if that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we do that. Just fashion our ropes to get into a nice little like loop, and then throw the one end down the hole.
Okay. Yep. You
fantastic.
Do that. Yeah.
Easy as. I will let Kyrene go down first and just I think the pebble would still be lit. Do you have a torch on you, Kyrie?
I have 10 torches.
Fantastic. Can we send you down first to just check that the coast is clear?
Yeah, why not?
Fantastic. Love that attitude from you. But you can use the rope if you don't want to waste your slow fall thingy.
No, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Fantastic.
And yeah.
Okay, Kyrene, take it away.
So I'm gonna drop down, and I'm just kind of slowly.
Falling. You just slowly fall.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. As you're
rope flapping in the wind.
As you're descending, you get a good look at it. It's like a large cavernous space, and it would normally be dark, but it is sort of lit by very small pockets of bioluminescent fungus, like in and around the ceiling and walls, and it's a huge wide open space, and you are slowly descending towards a large round-ish stone platform, about 60 feet in diameter, but around that there's just nothing. It's just this like ocean of emptiness and darkness.
Okay, I'm gonna call up that it looks clear.
Fantastic, and I'm just the first one to just go down the rope at a nice pace. Do I need to roll for the rope?
Nah, descending the rope, I'll just let you slide down, it's fine.
Oh, thank goodness, my dexterity is terrible.
Cool. And then Pox will descend and will say,
as a note, that would have been a perfect time to betray and backstab you both if I wanted you dead.
Well, I'd like to believe out of the kindness of your heart you would not do that, but
No, if I wanted you dead, I would have just done that. I would have cut the rope, put the boulder over the hole, and let you both just succumb. Slowly, without any more effort from me.
I'd like to see you try and lift that boulder with your physical stature. That'd be pretty impressive.
That'll be very impressive.
You've been holding out on us, and I squeeze his forearm to see if he's like secretly got some massive power in his forearm.
You hear like a pop. Like his joints are not quite right.
I'm not trying to squeeze too hard. I'm trying to gauge, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Does Plague come down somehow?
Plague is a little puppy, so just imagine them on my back or in my bag.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Just take them back up.
Yeah, so you guys also see that it's a large open cavern with like little bioluminescent fungi patches around, sort of lighting it very, very dimly. And you are descending the rope towards a large stone platform, like the top of a pillar almost, but naturally formed, so it's not a perfect circle. Besides that stone platform, there's nothing around, except it looks like there is maybe 20 feet away from it, from one of the edges, there's like a wall opposite you, and in that wall there's like a small cave-like doorway. I say small, like 10 foot wide sort of cave-like doorway. Yep.
And if I focus my light over towards that doorway, there's no pathway, looks like?
It looks like it's just a drop.
Hmm.
Just a big drop into darkness.
Gotcha.
What are your passive perceptions?
9.
It's terrible. It's 12. About a 11.
Okay. Kyrene, you can hear just sort of like this skittering sound vaguely echoing around.
Guys, I don't think we're alone.
Well, yes, I know. I've been traveling with you two for weeks.
No, Pogs, that's not what I meant.
As soon as she says that, I unsheath my warhammer.
And you cut Pogs' head off.
I wouldn't dare.
The end.
Now, Pogs, you were saying before that you'd betray us. Is this to do with you at all? This skittering sound.
I don't tend to make things skitter, no.
Alright. And,
it gets louder, and you can all hear it now, like, the skittering echoing around.
I announce to the air, We apologize for the intrusion into your humble abode. We come to seek Grimm's holy sanctum. Please let us travel in peace. We don't want to hurt ye. And I announce in a nice booming dwarven Scottish voice.
It echoes around the chamber, and then almost as if in response to it, coming crawling up over the side of the pillar and then onto the top of it with you is two huge brownish worm-like creatures with like long tentacles coming out of their face. They're about each about the size of a carriage.
Oh, these fuckers. Fuck.
Excellent.
Meta gaming, don't do that.
Love it.
And I'm going to get you to roll some initiative.
Oh, heck yes.
Yes.
Dum, 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 10. Dum,
dum, dum, dum. 9.
13.
Oh.
Okay.
Worm. So close.
So close.
Worm. My guys hate me.
Okay. Right, so the first one of these worms is going to skitter at you as quickly as it can on its hundreds of disgusting little legs on the bottom.
Oh, no.
And it's going to go up to Dane, the one that just bellowed and disturbed the quiet darkness.
Well, choice.
First, it's going to whip at you with its face tentacles.
Oh, oh God.
That's a 14 to hit.
Misses.
That's a miss. Okay. And then, since it's right in your face, it's also going to, like, sort of lunge at you with a big open maw, which is, its mouth is like the size of you, and it's going to try and bite down for
no,
a,
please don't.
That's a 16 to hit.
It doesn't miss.
Okay, so you just managed to, like, jump backwards as this big insectoid mouth clamps down right in front of your face.
Oh, jeepers.
And now it's Dane's turn.
Alright. You want to play that game, I say, and I taught him, just pull out my warhammer and just go for the good smack on the side of its head.
Wait, was it you just that got the 13 initiative?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, just go for like the reactionary slap to the side of its face with me warhammer.
Okay.
Oh, heck yeah, that's a 21.
That's definitely a hit.
Fantastic. Where's me? Oh, there it is. D8. That's about a 4 plus... No. Plus, it's 11 bludgeoning damage with the warhammer straight to the side of its face.
Okay, nice. I like that. Cool. Yeah, and it sort of just does this screeching sound. This, and then it is whoever got the 10. I didn't write the names down.
Oh,
I just wrote the numbers.
Sorry, I was going to take an extra attack if I went.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Sick. That's when I go. It's a 16 plus, you know, other stuff.
That's a hit.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is. That's a 15 damage to that second, just like on the smack, and then just smacking it into the ground even further. Just 15 more bludgeoning damage.
Nice, brutal. Just these two huge hammer strikes right in its head.
It's more out of like instinctive fear, like, oh shit, some like worm just looking toward me and just gonna smack it really hard.
Awesome. And now whoever got the 10 for initiative?
That was me, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I got 9.
Yep.
So there's two of them, right?
Yes.
Got it. How hard does the one did got smacked up? Is it looking?
Yeah. It looks. It's taken a severe beating.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it just you saw it just took two huge hits, like, and it sprayed
so...
a bit of green blood around the cave.
And would you say that we're in like kind of dim light, where it's not super well lit, right?
That's right. Yep.
Cool. Nice. So, Pox is going to slowly approach the one that Dane is fighting, and from their left arm, the one with the kind of weird vein arm, their entire shadow is just going to disappear and turn into a blade extending from their hand. As nice. They cast Shadow Blade, and I'm going to make an attack with advantage because it's in darkness.
Nice.
Or dim light or darkness, but. That's so 16 good. To hit.
That's a hit.
Alright, so 3d8 psychic damage.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
Yeah, because it's third level spells.
Hell yeah.
So that'll be a total of 14 psychic damage.
Jeez.
Okay, 14 reverse math. Cool. That one takes this big shadow blade, sort of slices through the back of it, and it doesn't look like it did any damage, but it certainly did some damage. Ooh. It sort of it shrieks, but it, like, there's no visible injury.
Interesting. Is it an effect of the damage type, or like the blade didn't seem to impact it at all?
Because it did psychic damage, right?
Yeah, does all psychic damage.
Oh, okay.
So you sort of slashed a shadow through it, and it hurt its brain.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Because I'm not... Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Cool,
yeah.
That's my go for now.
Dane's like, where's the blood?
Yeah, I'm just like, what happened?
And now Kyron...
Suffering. Suffering happened.
Suffering. I'm going to run up and I guess just punch it.
That same one?
Yeah.
It's really getting the wide berth of different possible damage types.
17 to hit.
That's a hit.
Alright. That's 7 damage for the first attack. And I'm going to spend a key point and do a flurry of blows, which gives me another 3 attacks. For 32.
Wow.
That's my bonus action. So 16 for 1. That's a hit. I just rolled a natural 19.
Yep.
30. Yeah, 13 for the last one.
That's a hit as well.
Okay, so.
Monks are insane. I'm just gonna punch this thing 900 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, might pull up the calculator.
He sounds mean, man.
So that's 35 for those attacks. I have one more attack I could do.
35, you say?
Yeah, so far.
Okay, you notice that it dies when you get... So you just pummel this. Describe the way that you pummel this thing to death.
I guess I'm going to go for I'm going to run towards it and do my first hit and run up it and just go for the brain.
Nice! I love it. This tiny little monk running up onto the back of this giant worm, which is way bigger than her in every conceivable way, and just pounding its head. I love it. You crush its skull, you hear this very satisfying crunch underneath your fists, and then it just sort of sags. The whole thing sags like a balloon being deflated.
And then, can I use my last attack to go after the second one? Like, how far away is it?
I'd say they were both approaching your group, so it'll be a few feet away.
Okay. I have a walking speed of 40, so I think I might be able to make it if I jump.
Yeah, you other two guys, you can just leave.
Well, the rope's still there, I mean.
Yeah. Does 14 hit the other one, or no?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. 8 damage to the other one.
Solid backhand with the fist there.
Yeah.
It's more about intimidating it over what you did to the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, and now it's that one's turn, and of course, since you're the only one in active engaged combat with it, it's going to turn and try and tentacle face you. That's a nat 20, so payback. We are talking about... It doesn't actually do that much damage.
Because
they
watch me
die. Well, I mean, if that was the case, I could do something about that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, so it whips you with the tentacles. It does 9 poison damage. And you need to do a con save. Unless you're immune to poison.
I think I am.
I don't think you're immune to poison. I think you might be immune to disease.
Might have resistance.
Not yet. God damn it. I thought I had... Okay, yeah. And what do we need to do?
It was a con save?
Yeah, do a con
save. Alright. Let's see. 15. 17 with con save. How much damage?
It was 7 poison.
7 poison.
Okay, and you successfully are not paralyzed.
Hooray!
And while you're there, it's also going to open up its maw and try and eat you.
Of course.
That is a 22.
That hits.
Okay, it only does 6 piercing damage. It just closes its jaws and its teeth just sort of pierce through your shoulders and one of your arms.
Ow.
It's hot and sticky and gross. It's like breathing on
you.
And now Dane.
I see in Codeine get a bit smacked around. I instantly just like move as sprint as far as me dwarf legs can carry me over to her and just go for like leaving her with like the hammer downwards and just go for the uppercut on with me warhammer, just smack it right in the mouth and try and get her out of it. Yeah, just gonna go for that smack. Oh, that's an unnatural 20.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah, it's hurt. Oh, that's not so bad. That's a 11 bludgeoning damage just to that ups to the jaw, I guess, of this beastie.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big, nice big hit, makes it open its jaw up and freeze Kyrene.
And then just with the wine bat, just go for the second right down into its throat there.
I thought you were going to say, to the top of the head to close its jaw back on her.
not sure if this will hit, but a 12?
That does not hit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, so you knocked its jaw upward, and then your swing goes a bit off course to hit it, because it's actually, you moved it away from where it was.
Mm. And I guess, well, I was going to try and intimidate, but with that failed shot, I'm probably not going to try this turn.
Okay. Pox.
Probably look a bit silly.
So Pox will very calmly and slowly walk towards the nasty thing, and while doing so is going to just throw the blade at it. So yeah, the 25 to hit.
That's a miss? No, that's, of course that's a
miss. Yeah. I know it barely hits.
Right? It has shield as a reaction.
So 15 psychic damage on the money again.
Nice. Okay.
And the blade reappears, and then as they get next to it, going to bonus action, activate my cloak of flies. So this aura, you're all familiar with, now comes out in full force as there's just kind of this disgusting buzzing, ringing noise just constantly around.
Like, so we when told it you starts, let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mechanically, what effect does that have?
At the start of its turn, it's going to take 3 poison damage.
Okay.
It might be immune to poison, but you know.
It's Kyrene's turn now.
Okay.
You gonna punch it?
I could, yeah. Pull on its side, I'm sure. I've done it before. Yeah, I guess I'll just punch it. That's a good deal. Uh-oh. That's not good. That's a 12 for the first attack. That's a miss. Oh, that's much better. 17. So second, I hit with the second one.
Yep.
13 damage. See if it lets me go.
Okay. Yeah, it's not looking very good. Like, you pummel it and it lets you go and it screeches and it sort of backs away like a couple of feet in reaction. And it's like bleeding from multiple places, and it's pretty obvious that it's not doing well. And from its vantage, it's going to turn away from the scary punchy lady and turn towards the tiny sick looking person. And first of all, it's going to take how much poison damage?
3 poison damage. You're starting near me.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, it sort of shudders from the reaction of taking this damage from just its environment. Mm-hmm. And it's going to turn and try and tentacle whip you.
Alright.
That's a... Oh, okay. Yep, that's definitely a hit. That's a 23.
Yeah.
And for sure. 4 poison damage to you, Pox.
Alright.
And a con save.
So, That's going to be a 9, but a natural 20 on my concentration check, so.
Okay.
Nice.
I have Shadow Blade, but I got a 9 on the save.
Yep, so you are poisoned and paralyzed.
Okay. Oh, well.
So you can just stand there and watch.
Yeah. But my Shadow Blade spell is still up, Brad.
Yep.
So that's the, according to my dice, that's the important point.
Cool. And its next turn is to bite. It's going to bite you. You're an easy target. You can't move.
Mm-hmm.
Even with advantage, it's still only got a 9.
Oh, phew.
It's too busy eating at the, like, weird aura.
Those flies.
Strange necrotic flies.
It's sort of snapping at flies, and it tries to snap you at the same time, but its rhythm is off, and it snaps its jaw next to you instead of on you. Dane.
Fantastic. So, I would like to just... I was going to use. I don't know if I can find my thing. Oh, no, where is it? And actually, you know what? I want to end this now. I'm just going to go for the 2 attacks and just put this thing down. We can worry about that later. Oh, that's a 13 plus 8, 21.
Yep, that's a hit.
Coolio.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this thing has 1 health. So no matter what you do, you're going to kill it.
Okay, cool. That's fine then. I was going to. Yeah, just 5, just seeing my mate Pox, my good pal, just gonna go for like the bell tower, like going for like the overarm, just go overhand, just crack it down on its skull and just pump it to the ground, just one fluid motion.
Nice.
Just hard because I'm a dwarf, so.
Do you get airtime? Do you like?
Oh, hell yeah, you know I get airtime.
Do this flying leap much. Upwards, 2-handed swing, straight down on the head, crush its skull. Crack. So your hammer meets stone through the worm.
Oh no! Oh, just make sure, like, you know, the hammer's doing okay. Just give it a wee rub, make sure it's okay. The stone's not.
Yeah,
cracked.
And meanwhile I'm paralyzed.
Yeah, actually, hold on. I'm just gonna double check 2 things because I can fix that in 2 ways. I just want to make sure I can do it 1 way.
Pox, it would be your turn on the initiative order now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the paralyzation runs off after a minute.
Oh.
But you can roll a con save if you wanted to try and end it early anyway. It's DC 13.
Yeah. 18 plus 2, so yeah. 20.
You just sort of shake it off. You're like, oof.
Oh, is yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, temporary.
That was good. I liked that.
Yeah.
So the poisoning and paralysis is gone.
I look at the corpse.
Game, respect game.
You hear sort of like a grinding sound of like stone grinding against stone, and the platform shakes a little bit for a few seconds and then stops,
like downwards.
It just sort of rumbles a little bit, like there's something grinding against it.
Can we get Pox, can you just get your little light stone thingy and just put it down the side where the rumbling's coming from, see if we can have an idea of where that's going.
Yeah, can we kind of like peek around?
I'd say if you go to the edge, you look and you notice that the gap, the 20-foot gap between the platform and like that cave entrance, there's now a sort of another platform in between the middle of that. That sort of come out of nowhere.
Right. So it's all lined up now?
Yeah, it's still like there's still a small gap, so like you're hopping from one platform to another
Okay.
So you've now got sort of like a bridge almost to this cave door.
Cool. Is yes. Oh, I need to double check this. Wait. What was it?
Are you thinking about lay on hands or?
Yeah, I was just checking like about the conditions because I've also got this restoration. Yeah. I'm like, oh, which one can I?
Yeah, so basically, if you could have used 5 points of lay on hands to cure poison,
as well as it would be for each one, I'd have to do the condition. Oh, I just can't do the condition. Right, that's why I have restoration. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grand. First time as a paladin, so.
No worries. Man.
And also trying to figure out when I use sentinel. That'll be fun. That'll be rad.
Heck yeah.
Oh, wait. I could have used that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay.
What does Sentinel do?
When a creature within 5 feet of you attacks a target other than you, you can use a reaction to make attack against them. So I could have used that, what, twice? Or three times, actually. But that's okay. It was on the other page. That's okay.
Well,
that's good to know, though.
You can use that in a minute when 20 of these... No.
Oh, my God. Oh, we have to whip out some smites for that one. Oh, Morty.
Skills challenge to not die.
Oh, Morty, let's go. Medicine checks all around. That's good.
Yeah, so you now have a rocky makeshift bridge in between the platform you're on and the cave door entrance on the opposite wall.
Parks will say, I do not think we have a time crunch. Let's take a break.
I agree.
I know.
I was like, get my key points back.
Nice.
Spell slots back. Spell slots back.
Are you intending on a short rest or a long rest?
Short rest.
Short rest.
I'm warlock, so I get it all back.
Does either of you need some good old heals? Or are you okay?
I'll be okay. Yeah.
I could probably just use one of my hit dice. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm missing 4 hit points, so.
Yeah, it was more Kyrene on my. I'm worried if she needed any. You look like you can handle yourself, Luddy. Don't you worry. You got your little dog. Is your pop okay? Was he in your pack the whole time?
They're not the most skilled combatant.
Oh, question for Robert. Does your wolf share the same pronoun?
Because
I've noticed you calling it they as well, so I was just curious.
No, I think they're... Blake is a he.
Okay, cool. Easy, yes. Just had to check that.
No worries.
Awesome. Radical.
Pox just uses they for everyone.
I think during the short rest, I'm going to, like, prepare up, like, the shrine for Bruin as well and just, like, ask for, like, guidance in this place. It's obviously another god's domain. But out of the comfort zone on this one, people I don't know and looking for some guidance in this place. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, just like guide my hammer through, keep my instincts alive in a place that's, you know, not of your own, you know. Just
okay, do you want some
good, I was gonna say, that's not what
that's not, you know, that's not of my own. That's not my it's not a place I'd usually go to, but you know, that's okay. That's your thing, that's fine. I'm not looking for any mechanical benefit, that's more like a role playing thing.
Yeah, cool.
But then again, Brad, if you want to give us mechanical benefits.
If you want to give me like an inspiration, that's not something I'll turn down.
I'm a very improv rules DM, as you guys all know. If there's something, a mechanical aspect you want to try and invent, I will help you invent it.
I think I'll be fine. I'm not too sure what could be like not great game breaking enough as a benefit. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be fine. I guess also like around the doors, like looking for any markings on the stone, because as a dwarf, you know, they got that classic stone shit that every player as a dwarf looks to exploit.
Do you have low light vision or dark vision as a dwarf?
Oh, I think I do. Yes. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, dark vision 60 feet. Okay, Phew.
Yeah, in that case,
I can just walk around.
Yeah, you can actually see so it is dimly lit by these fungi, but you can it's not well enough lit to sort of see details for most people, but you can actually see that this cavern, the walls and ceiling are just covered, absolutely graffiti covered in like carvings of wolf heads and wolf bodies and fire and just all things to do with either wolves or like disasters, and there's like big waves and like dead bodies but you get the impression that this whole cavern is basically a big Sistine Chapel of death and suffering, but there's a lot of wolf representation.
Can I do a religion check to see if the wolf is a symbol that means something?
A lot of people would know anyway.
That's
Grim. You can
I know, oh yeah, just thinking like if Dane would like Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you are traveling with like a follower of Grimm who has a literal wolf companion and a wolf to like a wolf.
I mean, my intelligence is 12, but, so my intelligence is 12, so it might not have clicked. But I mean, yeah,
that's fair.
I'd like to believe that it's like, oh yeah. Is there only one way out of this cabin?
Yeah, you can only see. Oh, there's two ways. There's the way you just came in through the rope that's dangling.
Yeah.
Or there's this cave that now has a bridge going to it.
Gotcha.
So I'm guessing, unless you say otherwise, we finish our short rest and we can go into that cave?
Yeah, you're not interrupted.
Awesome. Yep.
Who that's doesn't have dark vision? Is it just...
Have dark vision.
Yeah, so, but I have light spell. So yeah, it's like kind of gross and sickly green, but it's light. It does the job.
Still light, I guess. That's fine.
It's like is technically light.
Okay, do we want to have like a... I can do middle if we want to have you at the front then, Pat Pox. So do Kyrene, myself, Pox as a marching order.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Krill. Right.
Okay. Yeah, you guys go over this stone bridge. It's quite narrow. It's just like a platform that came up to fill the space. But, I mean, it does the trick. And you go into this 10-foot-wide cave mouth. It's very obviously rough and natural made. Like someone else has turned this natural formation into whatever this space is. The tunnel itself is lit by these fungi as well. And all throughout the tunnel, there's just the walls are just completely littered with these carved depictions of wolves and suffering and things like that. And you go about 100 odd feet before the tunnel drastically narrows from 10 feet wide to about 1 foot wide.
So that's going to be a bit of a problem. Is it like is it a rapid, sharp?
It's sort of like funnels very quickly.
Okay.
Could Plague squeeze through?
Yeah.
As a little pup?
I'd say all of you could probably squeeze through, but it's not easy movement.
Mm.
Okay. Unless we try and...
Unless any of you were, like, obese or anything.
I don't think so. I think Dane's body...
You might just have to take your arm off, because it's... I'm guessing you're wearing heavy armor.
No, I'm in, chainmail.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm sort of.
Would not be a fun thing to go through with plate mail.
No, gosh. It's deep. Take it all off. Can I analyze around the outside if there's any sort of, like, mechanism that would potentially increase the size of this? Or does it seem quite natural?
It looks pretty natural, yeah. It looks like this is just the shape the cave is.
Can we send the light spell through the cave to see if there's, like... Is that possible?
Yeah, just throw, like, the rock with the light spell through the cavern, see.
Okay, I'm going to get you to roll an athletics check to see how well the throw goes, because that has to be quite an accurate throw.
That's true. It could just bounce off the wall.
So I rolled a 12, which means I hit a 9.
You got a minus
9. I should have thrown the rock.
It goes like 5 or 6 feet in, and then hits the one of the sides, and then just sort of bounces and then drops to the ground.
New personal best.
Can you transfer the light to another rock and then I'll punt it?
Yeah, I do that. I cast light. It dismisses the old light.
It's a cantrip, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can do this all day.
I punt it with a 15 athletics.
Okay. Yeah. You manage to throw it a good, 20 odd feet before it hits the side and does the same thing, like ricochets and then drops to the ground. And you notice that it, where it stops, you can sort of see that it curves, like the wall curves around. Mm-hmm. But it still stays narrow.
What do you reckon, fellas? Should we just head through? I mean, a bit short of options, no pun intended. Yeah. Sorry, I'll stop. That was terrible. I'll never do that again. Don't worry.
That was so bad.
I don't get it. What's so bad?
That's okay. Pox, don't you worry. That's fine. You didn't miss anything much. Well, I'll I think I'll go through just as a punishment for that terrible pun. I'll take the first sort of
punishment.
whatever helps you get through the day, Pox.
Yeah, Pox has like a starry eye, like, ah, yes, punishment.
I refuse to notice that.
He has a little flashback fantasy of someone like whipping him, and he's just going, oh yeah.
Not quite.
Well, he was the whipper.
Come on.
I take first plunder into this narrow walkway.
And then I'll go in the middle since I'll have the light source.
Oh, true. I'll pick up the stone.
That way everyone can have...
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, Dane, you squeeze into this narrow gap, and it is... You can fit, like, you don't get stuck or anything, but it is agonizingly slow. And, like, I don't know if Dane is claustrophobic or anything, but it for anyone who is claustrophobic, or even mildly so, it would be a terrifying ordeal. Like, this is...
Do we need to... Can I roll a con save to try and, like, maintain my composure?
Yeah, absolutely.
As a role-playing thing?
I like that.
Just to try and... Yeah.
If you get under a 7, you pee your pants.
Well, best know I got a 22.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah,
wait,
you're fine.
Yeah, 22. Oh,
you're fine. You're nervous, but you're handling it.
As soon as you said 7, like the other dice that was on my roll was a 7, I'm like, oh gosh, don't get that.
Yeah, and you, after maybe 30 to 40 minutes of very slow, like, inching through, you turn this corner, and then you do you notice that the path widens slightly. It goes to about like 5 feet wide, so you can at least stand normally. You're not squeezing anymore, but it's still by no means a wide path.
Right,
and the others, do you just follow?
Yeah.
Just turn back to make sure that Pox is following me, considering what he said when we arrived here. He's not pulling some shady stuff.
Well, I'm hanging to Pox, so I'd make him go anyway, so.
That's good.
Pox, seeing that their companion, Dane, is kind of not like doing fine, but like a little on edge, is just briefly going to just turn invisible and then keep moving and be on invisible. For 6 seconds, Pox just disappears and then reappears.
Do I notice that you disappear?
I'm gonna leave it entirely up to you guys to figure this out.
I mean, what's your passive perception, I guess?
It's 11. So.
I mean, I'm not that stealthy.
Do it all as like a sleight of hand check, see if I notice.
I mean, because I want you to notice, so I guess...
Oh, you want me to? Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, okay. No, because he's... I'm messing with you.
Oh, I got a 16, so yeah, I noticed you just pop out for a bit. I'm just like, to Kyrene, is he still here? What happened?
I didn't do anything.
Well, I'm not saying you did, that's okay, and I like reach out to the gap between...
And then I just slap your hand away. Because I'm still there, so I just slap your hand away. And that makes me revisible. And say, gotcha. Oh.
Yes, congratulations, Rob Pox. What? I'm not even going to question it. We're just going to move on.
I just turn revisible.
Another one of my classic pranks.
Startling a poor dwarf in a claustrophobic cavern.
Golly. And then I do that, and then the flies come back.
Oh, come on!
Please.
And then and then it all goes away, and I'm back to normal.
Oh my god!
Use normal as a relative term.
Clock's normal. Yeah. That's...
Yeah, and it looks like you now have ahead of you just a straight line at about, you know, 5-ish feet wide. It looks like at this point it's still the natural formation, but it looks slightly more carved out, like someone has modified it here.
Are there any like small critters or beasts about?
I would say in this kind of environment, maybe there might be some scorpions around.
Cool. I'd like to speak to those scorpions.
Okay, a trio of scorpions scuttles into view.
I love it.
Greetings.
Oh, hey. You can talk to us. That you're not one. What?
Yes, I'm not like those others halflings.
There's not normally two legs in these places.
So you've been left alone for a while then?
Yeah, it's just the big worm things and us and the other things.
Well, what other things?
Can you ask him if there's any idea if there's anything else in this cave that might pose a threat to us?
That's exactly what I was asking.
Oh, sorry, you continue with your little skittle, skittle, cackle sound.
Yeah, you're just making scut, like, skittling.
Yeah, just like...
not my headphones.
Yeah, and the one you're talking to looks back at its two friends to, like, confer with them, and then says, there's the slimes.
Tell me about the slimes.
Well, we stay away from them as much as we can, but sometimes they get close to... us or the worms, and things tend to die when the slimes get too close.
What can you tell me about the slimes?
Well, they're little. They're little and they're
little.
Well, bigger than us, but smaller than you, and they're fast.
And
if they touch you, it's not very good.
I see. Is there anything the slimes avoid?
No, but, I mean, it's just us and the worms down here. So if there's something else, they might avoid you. I don't know.
Congratulations.
On what?
You're about to become the apex predator of this cave system.
I don't know what now, that means. That sounds pretty dope.
Now, for us rendering our services, give me some of your venom.
Roll a persuasion check.
I would like to make this an intimidation check. There's definitely a threat behind this.
Okay.
Of course there is.
Yeah, 23.
It turns around and goes, guys, this guy, like, do you want to do this? And
I will eat you.
I think we have to do it.
Yeah, we have to do it, Bruce.
okay.
That is correct.
And then they just let you milk their venom.
Yeah. And I turn around with, like, these new vials. Sorry, did you want some?
You're talking to me?
Who are you talking to?
It was kind of a more open question.
I mean, if you're giving them out for free, I'll take some poison, sure.
Very cool. I'll give them each a... Oh, okay. I don't give Kyrene. No, I don't give one Kyrene.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you poison.
How many is that?
Three little vials of poison.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
This is weird.
Hey man.
I took
the invocation that lets me talk to animals whenever I want. So, gotta take advantage.
Love that. Fantastic.
Alright.
Thank you.
We will be facing small, fast, dangerous slimes ahead. Prepare for that how you will.
What are slimes exactly? Like some sort of goo thing?
Imagine the inner layer lining of your stomach if it was massive and sentient, but to a very minimal degree.
Massive.
Can I roll like a nature check to see if I even understand if this is a type of
thing? Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Fantastic. That is a not too bad. 17.
You've heard of
23.
Like, yeah, you've both heard of slimes and sludges as like sentient beasts.
Yeah, I got a 19.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've heard of them.
Yeah. Pox knows.
I mean, I did just describe them, so I hope I did.
Yeah.
To my best of my knowledge.
Yeah, you've heard of black puddings and green oozes and things like that, and you know that such things exist.
still my...
Based on their description, could I tell maybe which kind of slime it might be? With my 19?
Yeah, I mean, they said that if they touch you, it's...
That's most slime, I think.
It's not, yeah, all they said was, that's the only information they really gave you, is that they're small, they're fast, and if they touch you, it's not good.
Sounds so good.
You might imagine it's some kind of poisoning or some kind of...
Yeah. Robert, have ruled out gelatinous cube, at least.
These are homebrew, so no matter what you know, it's not that.
Well, there you go. Perfect. All right, cool.
Cheeky DMs. Can I try and apply, with the help of Kyrene, the poison to my Warhammer?
I'll let you...
Once we're out of the... Well, actually, no, we'll wait till we're out of the thingy.
Yeah, but
there's not much room
mechanically, I'll let you do a check. Like, I'll figure out what to roll for you to do a check to use one vial to do one attack.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, to add to one attack, yeah.
Radical. Sick.
It's not just poison hammer from now on.
No, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's... this will be good. Yeah, I have to be magical for that, I'm sure. Cool. So are we at the curve? Or are we past the curve?
You are in the sort of straight line. This is where you're talking to the scorpions.
Radical.
Can I kind of sneak, what I'd like to do is get to basically a door where I can kind of see into where we're going, turn, because I can, as a note, my other invocation is I can, when I'm in an area of dim light or darkness, use my action to become invisible until I move or take an action or a reaction.
Oh my god.
So that's what I was doing there.
Of course you chose that one.
Yeah. So I would like to basically get to a point where I can kind of see where these slimes might be and turn invisible and get a really good look. Just kind of take like a
bit
to
look
around.
You just walk around, you just walk in a straight line down this cave that's give or take 10, like between 5 and 10 feet wide, sort of fluctuating a little bit, and partially natural, partially carved, like some of the surfaces are flat, but not many. Then it turns a hard left corner where there
is... Okay, so I guess I want to like peek around the corner with like my light rock and then turn invisible.
Yep.
Dark caverns lit by fungus, giant disgusting worms with tentacle mouths, claustrophobic spaces, scorpion venom? This is Pox's idea of heaven. And what's around that corner? What are these slimes all about? I guess we're going to have to find out in the next exciting installment of The Plague Heart. Don't know why I said it like that. I'm a tool sometimes, aren't I? Feel free to get in touch with us, fadeofison@gmail.com or @fadeofison on all the major socials to tell me how much of a tool I am. And a big thank you on that note to our Patreon supporters, Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, James Blyce, Sajay Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Afamata, Sam Malcolm, Kydron Faust, Lauren Flake, Kydia Love, and Rihanna Kavelsik. We could not make this show without your help. Alrighty, that's it. Done. That's the episode. See you next week, I guess. Bye. Thanks for listening. Have a good whatever it is you do. DM Brad. Saying bye-bye.
Well, hello there. I'm Dr. Evil, and my minions and I were wondering something. Are you evil? Does it bring you great satisfaction when you see somebody trip? Do you frequently plot the demise of those that have wronged you? Do you associate more with pop culture villains than you do cliche heroes? Does just looking at a do-gooder make you go, ugh? Are you looking for a podcast featuring other like-minded villains who speak about any and all things evil? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have something very, very special for you. A Necessary Evil podcast, part of the Necropodicon Network. We eat, drink, and sleep villainy. Our podcast has everything from villainous plots to tips and advice on how to become a better villain. So come on over. we'll leave the door unlocked. And I might not even booby trap it this time. Ha ha ha!